If I could just ask one more quick question. Sure. I get a little bit confused sometimes, and I actually have two family members that are going through a death, a pending death. Sometimes I thought I had heard you say to be absent from this world is to be present with the Lord. But then I often hear asleep in Jesus.
Yeah, that's a great question. So here's the thing. Paul said, for example, in Philippians chapter 1, he said, I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. He said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Why? Because he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you, he said. So he said he wanted to die to go be with Christ. And then it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, this thing of asleep in Jesus, it is talking about the body, not the soul, okay? So, for example, it says in Daniel chapter 12, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So that sleeping in the dust of the earth and rising is talking about the body. The body is asleep. But the soul is in heaven. Like, for example, and here's more proof. I gave you Philippians 1, 2 Corinthians 5, but also in Revelation, when the fifth seal is opened, John sees the souls in heaven of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. And it says that they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, till their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So they're up there waiting and conscious and saying, how much longer do we have to wait? But he said he saw the souls. See, the body is still in the grave, asleep in the dust of the earth. But basically, when the rapture comes, the Bible talks about those who are asleep in Jesus in 1 Thessalonians 4. He said he's going to bring them with him. But then it also says the dead in Christ shall rise first. So how can Jesus, when he comes in the clouds, bring the saved with him, but then also the dead in Christ are rising first? Well, it's simple, because the body is rising and he's bringing the soul with him, and then they're going to meet in the air and be transformed into a brand new body for that soul. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. It makes perfect sense.
All right, great. Yeah, thanks for the call. Great questions.
Thank
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Very much.